Welcome to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Glad you're able to tune into the program on this Monday afternoon, as I know many of you are making your way home from work or wherever else you may have been for the day. Drive safely out there, stay cool, because, I mean, this heat, man, this heat definitely is making everybody feel as if it really is summer, by the way. So I'm here with you for another 55 minutes or so until 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And this past weekend was a pretty special weekend for one particular player who was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in David Ortiz. David Ortiz locally is a legend. He's a baseball legend. His exploits in October are truly remarkable. When you talk about someone who absolutely is responsible for turning around a franchise that hadn't even seen a championship prior to 2004 and 86 years. David Ortiz was elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame this past weekend. And he has accomplished a lot in this field. World Series MVP 2013, countless October moments, 541 regular season home runs. We all know what he accomplished on the field. But in the midst of his induction yesterday, I wholeheartedly could not help but to feel, despite David Ortiz being celebrated, David Ortiz, I looked at not him personally, but rather the air surrounding him, that this is a guy who came up in the Mitchell Report, who allegedly tested positive, air quotes, but still got inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. This is probably going to be my most controversial radio segment that I've done yet here at this station or even anywhere else. But I'm going to go out on a limb and simply just say that yesterday marked the celebration of hypocrisy at the Baseball Hall of Fame. I want to tell you exactly why I feel this way. I commend David Ortiz on his induction into the Hall of Fame yesterday. And it's great. It's wonderful for Red Sox Nation. It's a pretty big deal. But what I cannot stand for or accept is the fact that Ortiz is in the Hall of Fame, yet Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Rafael Palmeiro are not in the Hall of Fame. But let's keep it specifically to Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens for a moment here. See, David Ortiz played in an era where PEDs were a common thing. It was. David Ortiz took a survey test and failed, and information that turned out it wasn't even supposed to be leaked to the public, but it was. That was back in 2009. Yet, he's inducted into the Hall of Fame. Why Ortiz is in the Hall of Fame, but Barry Bonds and Clemens are not? Barry Bonds never failed a steroid test, at least that we know of. We all believe based on, the eye test, or should I say the eye candy test, that he did something. Because we talk about his physique, and you can't help but to think and feel something drastically changed in a very short period of time Between 1998 and 1999 and 2000, he exploded in which he became the most feared hitter that I've ever seen in my lifetime over the course of a five-season stretch. It wasn't even close. Between 2000 and 2004, there wasn't a slugger in the sport who was more feared. I mean, we're talking about someone who absolutely annihilated the record books in Major League Baseball with the most intentional walks in a single season. And if you're 22, 23 years old, you will never understand what it was like to turn into a San Francisco Giants game, watch him come to the plate, and understand that it was absolute must-watch TV. You stop everything that you were doing to watch him hit. You will never understand that. You got YouTube now, which is great to go back and reminisce on, but to see it live in action, nothing and no one else compared. Why isn't he in the Hall of Fame? Let's see why. The reason is because he was an absolute prick to the media. Everybody remembers his exploits with the media and how much of a real dink he was to the media that covered him and the team in the Bay Area. Even the national reporters, he was a complete dink towards. Ortiz has a magnetic personality, very affable, very warm. I've got nothing against the guy at all. My issue is, if Ortiz can get into the Hall of Fame, why not Bonds or Clemens? They should be in the Hall of Fame. You know something, ladies and gentlemen? I'll be honest with you. There was a time where I was vehemently against Bonds and Clemens getting into the Hall of Fame. There was a time. But with time, you also grow. You evolve. Your opinions change. The more that you really begin to look at things from a clear-cut eye perspective and let go of the holier-than-thou view, the more you realize, what are we doing? Are we selecting, nitpicking who gets in and who doesn't? Because the last time I checked, that wasn't the damn job of the Baseball Writers Association of America. That's not their job. They're not the gatekeepers of the Hall of Fame, but somehow, someway, they have become exactly that. And that in itself is problematic. Like, we know that there are already PED users in the Baseball Hall of Fame. We're not going to just nitpick just because, oh, that guy was a nice guy to the media. He was a nice guy to me. Yeah, he's got my vote. Meanwhile, someone who treated you like a complete absolute turd doesn't get your vote, or he gets kept out because, oh no, he was mean to me. So guess what? I'm going to make him pay for it. There's a reason why that the Baseball Hall of Fame, will never be truly the Baseball Hall of Fame until Bonds and Clemens are in it. For goodness sakes, miss me with the whole character clause. I'm serious. The character clause in itself means absolutely nothing now. It's lost its true virtual meaning years ago. You can't talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame and the character clause when you got well-known bigots and racists, wife beaters, that are in the Hall of Fame now. So now, because someone decided to juice up to get a competitive advantage, you want to keep them out? No. Which is why I look at Ortiz yesterday and I say, you know what? My ire is not directed at him personally. It truly isn't. But it's the hypocrisy surrounding the Baseball Hall of Fame writers. Because they have gotten so hypocritical to the point in which that it is very fair and is very right to call it out. Who's to say that Mike Piazza and Jeff Bagwell didn't test positive or didn't take PEDs during their playing days? Who's to say that other guys who may have gotten in already weren't on something? We will never truly know. So can we stop this whole charade of, well, this guy, I don't think he was on it, but you know, we'll let him get in there anyway. Can we stop that? Either allow them all in or don't allow them in at all. Pick one. WMFO 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show as I'm here with you live until 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Here with you on this Monday afternoon. Coming up next, knock knock. Who's there? Patience. Patience who? Patience is running out for a particular team on Causeway Street. I'm going to tell you exactly who that is and why yours should be too. That and much more coming up next right here on the Shukri Wright Show, right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40. One more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Cam.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Cam.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. In plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
Doll, rock and roll, feel the glamour and pink. Kiss me here, touch me there.
Oh, I love you, Ken.
One 11, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the program. As I'm here with you until 7 o'clock, we started just a little bit after 5 o'clock today. And it's great to be back doing a full 2-hour show here with you. Here on WMFO. So I usually come to you every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Who knows what the fall may have in store 2 months from now? I mean, it's your guess or my guess. I mean, no one knows for sure. But at least from here until like the end of the summer season, here, at least the summer schedule here, I'm here with you 5 to 7, usually typically every Monday and whatnot. So, with all of that being said, you know, sometimes in life, we are often told that patience is a virtue. You know, be patient, good things come to those who wait, right? We hear that same statement all the time. Whether if it's from grandma or grandpa or mom or dad or a sister or uncle or a friend or whoever it may be. But there does come a point in time where you begin to press and you begin to wonder what's going on. What's the deal? What's the holdup? What's the latest? And that's when you start to ask questions. What's the holdup? What is the situation? What's really happening? So, there's a team on Causeway Street that I'm looking at with a very enlarged eye, probably the size of a cow's eye, if not bigger. And I'm asking the following question. You have been radio silent since the beginning of free agency. You have been radio silent since day one of the NHL free agency period. After trading away Eric Haller for Pavel Zacha, it has been absolutely quiet. There has been no news on the Patrice Bergeron or David Krejci front. Why? Why has there been no news? At what point, Bruin fans, do you begin to become concerned if you aren't already? There has been no sort of update regarding Patrice Bergeron's return to the Bruins. There is still no update on David Krejci. And for all that I know, who's to say that Patrice Bergeron may still hang up his skates by the end of this? no guarantees of anything. But yet, the front office of the Boston Bruins at times seemingly carried themselves around as if that, oh, they'll be back. We're going to get Krejci back. We're gonna get Bergeron back. He's going to re-sign here. Meanwhile, there have been absolutely no guarantees at all by neither player that they were going to return back to, with the Boston Bruins. If you want to call into the program and talk some Bruins, you can do that. You can call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And I say all of that because wasn't there some sort of a buzz early on in the offseason that this was a team that was going to, you know, galvanize the old guard for one last hurrah? That was seemingly the theme at one point. Now, you're wondering, hey, you're a bit quiet over there. You know, what's going on? That's why I'm looking at the Bruins right now, and I'm looking at them and saying, man, for a team and organization that is placing all of their eggs in one basket right now in terms of Bergeron, not good. Not good. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, it's about how Bergeron feels physically, mentally. That's what it's about. It's not about, we're going to get those guys back, and if nothing else, like, goes, we'll have to figure out another way. That's why we got Pavel Zacha. On a 6:30 on July 25th, how the hell are you honestly feeling good right about now? I wonder what is going through the mind of Patrice Bergeron. Because at this point, there are times that you can, you know, ask and wonder, and you're asking out of curiosity. What's going on? Like, what's the deal? Like, what are you still trying to decide upon as a player or as a family man, et cetera, et cetera? And you have a right to, you know, to go through those lists of desires and needs and wants with your family. That's 100% A-okay. But I do believe that there is going to come a point in time where the Boston Bruins are going to go to Bergeron and say, hey, I understand you haven't made a decision yet, but we kind of need one very soon. Because I've seen absolutely no sort of urgency at all from their end whatsoever. Like, zero. And that in itself I find to be problematic. Like, if you want to have, like, some sort of urgency moving forward, you got to start there. But if those two guys decide that they're not going to come back, what are you going to do? What's your next plan? Oh, that's right. It doesn't look like you have a next plan. Because your plan was putting it on the hopes of Krejci and Bergeron coming back for another year. But even Krejci, him coming back, let's say if it does happen, I think it's fair to say that that is going to be riddled with a lot of question marks. How is he going to look 1 year away from the NHL? How is he going to feel or physically hold up? And I think all of those things are very fair and legitimate questions and thoughts to have and wonder. Because ultimately, the Bruins, they are going to find themselves in a position where they have to not only have a backup plan, but they have to be able to, like, execute that backup plan. But if they're not executing that backup plan, what do you do? What do you honestly do? Because Everyone else in the division seemingly got better, with the exception of the Florida Panthers, who may have just taken a step backward in that awful trade for Matthew Tkachuk last week Friday that left me saying to myself and on Twitter, that team, that Florida Panther team got fleeced. In case if you didn't hear, Matthew Tkachuk got traded to the Florida Panthers in exchange for Uygar and as well as Jonathan Huberdeau, who finished second in scoring in the entire NHL last season. Not good. Absolutely not. If you have any thoughts, you can feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in, as I'm here with you for roughly another 25 minutes or so. And we're going to have some fun during the next break, as we decide that we are going to get a little bit weird here. Want to have a little bit of fun on the radio, right? Got to start somewhere, right? So, things that one should or shouldn't do during a heat wave. I may have violated a couple of those rules myself. I'll tell you exactly what that was on the other side of this break. This is 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Haiduc. Și te rog, iubirea mea, primește fericirea. Alo, alo, sunt eu, Picasso, ți-am dat bip. Și sunt voinic, dar să știi, nu-ți cer nimic. Vrei să pleci, dar numai ei, numai ei. Să-ți spun ce simt acum. Alo, iubirea mea, sunt eu, fericirea. Alo, alo, sunt iarăși eu, Picasso, ți-am dat bip. Și sunt voinic, dar să știi, nu-ți cer nimic. Vrei să pleci, dar numai ei, numai
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you're alone.
Welcome back to the Sugar Ray Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tuscarawas Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in, as we are taking you up until closer to around 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Following this show, we're going to have another live program that's on the schedule, Horns of Plenty. It's going to be coming up next from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., so stick around for that one as well. So, it's been an eventful day. It's been a jam-packed show. We talked about KD, the rumors surrounding KD and Jaylen Brown. Gave you my thoughts earlier as to why I think the Celtics should be very careful, especially Celtic fans should be very careful for what they wish for in trading away Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant, and my thoughts on the Red Sox, and you know, a little bit of Bruins talk as well. But real quick, before I get to my next topic, I do want to touch on the Patriots for just a little bit, because training camp starts in less than 48 hours. And I'm telling you, I am so fired up. Like, I'm genuinely fired up. I'm excited because football is back. So basically, from now, from beginning Wednesday until sometime in mid-February 2023, is going to be a lot of football talk, a lot of Patriots talk. Even during the preseason, when the preseason games start up in just a few weeks from now and whatnot, there's going to be a lot of discussion. There's a lot of storylines going into 2022 training camp for the New England Patriots that starts up in just 2 days. So I'm fired up for that. I'm excited. I was actually talking with my mentor, my broadcasting mentor, Bob Soucy, the play-by-play voice of the New England Patriots, on the Sports Hub earlier today. And, you know, we had a pretty good conversation about it. I'm not going to get too much into it. We were talking, looking forward to the 2022 season, and we shared a good laugh. And, you know, the one thing that came to mind was, you know, like, there is so many question marks surrounding who is going to be calling the offensive plays for the Patriots this upcoming season. Is it going to be Bill Belichick, or is it going to be someone else? And we shared a pretty good laugh, and I thought it was actually like pretty cool. But in all seriousness, it's a very real question. And I talked about this ad nauseum, almost in a way, in which that we don't know who that's going to be. Heck, we may not find out till week one, or if at all. But that remains to be seen. But for right now, the excitement is in the air. Football is back across the NFL. Training camps are opening up in full bloom around the NFL. The Patriots training camp officially begins on Wednesday. And I'm pumped. I'm excited. But with all that being said, the last 6 days, in a way, it has been absolutely crazy. And the reason I say that is because we've had a heat wave that has absolutely, I mean, made life rather pretty interesting for everyone. And I know for me, this heat wave has been absolutely like, come on, man. Really? But you know what? All praise is due to God. Alhamdulillah for everything. But when I tell you that there are days and there are times that I would be thinking to myself, why am I out here today? Do I really have to leave my house for this? I was really one of those people over the weekend. For those of you that are in the Boston area or even anywhere along the Northeast, temperatures went into the 100s. And that's how hot it was. See, one of the things that you just don't do when it's hot out is you wear dark colors. You just don't wear dark colors. I have a bad habit of wearing black when it's really hot. We're talking about like 90 degrees hot. My mother can attest to that. It's it's comedy. And it's really insanity at this point, because we all know that black traps heat. And when you're wearing black in 90-plus degree weather, it's basically like, is this really something that I should be doing? But black is classic. You can never go wrong with it, right? So that's for starters. You just don't wear dark colors when it's really hot. No way. Another thing that also came to mind. Oh, man. Going on lengthy walks. Listen, those that know me know that I love to go on walks, and really shame on me for not going on walks as often as I used to last summer. And it hit me like a ton of bricks recently that I really have not been going on walks as often as I normally would. And I just feel like I feel horrible. But man, going on these walks at 10:30 in the morning when the sun is already baking and beaming down on you, yeah, not a good idea. That's a hard no for me, dog. No way. No freaking way. But I tell you one thing I did do, though, and that was made it an absolute mission to stay hydrated. Because if one thing that I cannot stand is being dehydrated when there's a heat wave like this. And I'll be honest with you. Like, my AC right now in my apartment is blaring. It just is, because it's so hot and it's been so hot that you need that cool air, like anywhere you can actually stay cool and whatnot. And I'm not one that typically complains about the heat. That's what makes it even more wild. I narrowly found myself in a position where, hey, smart man, you may want to go find some shade somewhere. But I'm glad I did. But you know what's funny? As I was talking about this, and I was just thinking about this, just a split second thought. You know how many of us are complaining about the heat now? Especially those of you that live here in New England. I don't want to hear anything when it's like 5 degrees outside come like late December. I don't want to hear it. And that's going to be a note to myself as well. I don't want to hear it when it gets extremely cold. I don't want to hear it. Because I'm going to point back to this stretch of heat between July 19th and July 25th. 90 plus degree days, a couple of 100 degree days in there as well. And I'm going to ask you, how do you feel now? Would you prefer 100 degrees, or would you prefer a nice bitterly cold 10 degrees outside? Sun is out, but it's 10 degrees outside. Lord have mercy. Just thinking about it, actually low-key makes me excited for winter. It kind of makes me one sort of a sicko, right? Like, you know, it's funny because I tweeted this out the other day, and it was when we had that snowstorm. I think it was January or February, but I think it was January. And I did that walk down to Dunk's at Cleveland Circle. I made that TikTok video about that, how I was so disappointed that even in the midst of that snowstorm, that Dunk's was closed. And Dunk's typically never closes. I mean, when I say never, I mean never. I was thinking about that. I was like, you know, I would go for that right now. I would have no problem with snow, my beard freezing, holding in the snow follicles inside and whatnot. I wouldn't mind that one bit. I'll take that over the 90 plus degree weather. If you feel the same way, feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in, as I got 5 more minutes. Just 5 more minutes left on the program, as as we are getting ready to take you right into my final thoughts. Horns of Plenty is coming up next at 7 p.m. Eastern. So don't go anywhere and don't turn that dial. It's going to be a good show. So I'm pretty excited for that. So, final thoughts. Yours truly, Shukri Wright to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Patriots training camp starts up this week. How are you feeling about the Patriots going into the 2022 season? Number two, the Boston Bruins still have not signed Patrice Bergeron or David Krejci. Is there a reason to be concerned or not? Yes, there's reason to be concerned, because if this is about money, the salary cap was going to be a problem. It was going to be a problem. So, to the Boston Bruins, figure it out, and figure it out soon. Number three, the Boston Red Sox right now are trying to seemingly avoid the inevitable, and that is blowing up the roster at the trade deadline, or at least becoming sellers. Because that is the reality right now where the Red Sox currently are. I mean, unfortunately, the season at this point, we're 96 games into the season. It's hard to believe that the Red Sox are currently at 500. It's hard to believe because at one point, it's seemingly that they were a lock for one of the three wildcard spots. That's not so much of a guarantee right now. What does that tell you? It's crazy, isn't it, right? It sure is. Also, in terms of the Boston Celtics, how are you feeling? How are you feeling right now? Do you want Kevin Durant to come to the Celtics or not? I, for one, said this earlier, this show, I don't want the Celtics to go and get Kevin Durant. After this season, you could fairly expect a bit of a fall in terms of offensive production, in terms of his ability to still be an elite player in this league. I am concerned about, especially given how he's built. Maybe I'm crazy in that regard, but what do I know? But the truth is, the Boston Celtics, if they're not careful, they could potentially make one of the biggest mistakes in recent history in trading away Jaylen Brown. Because that's exactly what it is going to take. There's no trading Marcus Smart and Derek White and thinking that the Brooklyn Nets are going to just accept it. No, they want Jaylen Brown because they view him as a guy that could be a foundational piece. Brown and playing with potentially Kyrie Irving? Oh boy. That is a concern. So, with all of that being said, I'll leave you with one last final thought. And that is, Juan Soto is going to be a real interesting commodity come the trade deadline. He's got 2 years left on his contract. But let's be honest, no one truly knows for sure where he's going, or even if he will be moved. But I think that's going to be pretty much a formality. Yes, he has 2 years remaining on his deal, but here's the reality. The reality is that This is a time in which that teams are fully aware that this is a guy that in an organization that's going to be asking for a overhaul. Are teams are going to be willing to take that bite out of the bullet? We shall find out. So, entering tonight's game against the Cleveland Guardians, the Boston Red Sox are at 500. They are 3 games behind Seattle for the final wildcard spot in the American League East. They're not out of it, but they sure are playing themselves out of the playoff picture. And they are currently at a minus 12 in terms of run differential. Not good. Not good at all. And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of The Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Horns of Plenty is coming up next at 7 p.m. Eastern. Hope you enjoyed that show. It's been a blast being here with you on this program this afternoon. I will talk to you again later. Enjoy the rest of the day and evening. Stay cool. Stay safe. Stay chill. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. Good night.
Stars.